everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com. This is the Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Center program, and today it's with Erica Flint. Today we're going to talk about something very interesting. I always have my trusty clipboard here. And what do you do if you're working with a client and they come in after having a bad week? So that's going to be very interesting, because things don't always go your peachy keeny better every session. Let me introduce you real quick to Erica. Erica is, I'm very proud to have her as a rising star in the profession. She spoke at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She speaks at Solid Gold Weekend. She's writing for the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Journal, and she's our co-host. She started off in the world of computer science, doing computer problem solving and that kind of stuff. And one day she said, I want to work with the greatest computer in the world, the human mind. Somehow she got interested in hypnosis. She took a local hypnosis certification course. Wasn't quite good enough to get her rolling. Then she took our Five Path DVD set 2.0, and bam, she got what she needed, started doing actual sessions and getting her office started. Then she came in, did our week of power, and she went full-time in the profession in about a year. Very proud to have her with us. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm very happy to be here today and talk about this topic that I think is very important, because clients don't always have perfect weeks. So what do you do when they come in with less than a perfect week, or they tell you that they had a bad week? Now, before we get started on that topic, let me introduce everybody to you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. He has won every single award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists. He's an author, he's a trainer, he's a speaker. He has appeared on television and radio talking about hypnosis, talking about his books, and he's the trainer of some of the best hypnotists in the world. I am so happy to be a part of everything that he creates. And once I got trained in Five Path, that's really when my career took off. So I am always grateful and thankful for him in my life and everything that he teaches, because once I did that, that's when I was really starting to help people with hypnosis, and I've been doing it ever since then. So Cal, thank you so much. And this topic I'm really excited about, because it does happen every once in a while where clients come in and they tell you that they didn't have a very good week. Has this happened to you?
Well, of course it happens. Now, when you talk about not having a very good week, it's like, you know, if they're in for weight loss, maybe they didn't lose any weight, or, you know, maybe they put on a couple pounds, heaven forbid, or if they've been stopped smoking, you know, maybe they struggled that week, had a cigarette or something like that. That's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. So let me just tell like a quick background story here that might help a little bit to set the stage. So let's say that your client comes in and she says, you know, I did not have a very good week. As a matter of fact, I ate for 3 days straight. And this is exactly what I wouldn't want to hear, of course. She's coming in to see me for weight loss, let's say. And so I asked her, you know, trying to figure out exactly kind of what's going on. But the very first thing that I do that I think is so critical and so important, don't panic. So you as the hypnotist, very important that you remain calm and confident in your abilities to help people. And so the first thing that I would say to a client like that is I'd say, that's fine. Let's talk about it. I know exactly what to do. I invite them to sit down and then we get started. So the client is immediately put at ease and not thinking that they did anything wrong or anything like that. How does that sound?
You know, I really like that. That's why I teach that phrase in class. It's don't worry about it. I know exactly what to do. It just puts them in immediate ease, you know, and they feel like, okay, if you know exactly what to do, then things are hopeful, and they're not out of control. Good. Continue with your story.
Right. And so really, and this is kind of a gift, I think, to the hypnotist, because what we have is a scenario here where the client has just very recently experienced something that they didn't want to experience. So we kind of have an opportunity here to understand what's really more deeply going on with the client. And so one of the things that I'll tell my clients is after I say that, and yes, I got that wonderful phrase, I know exactly what to do from you, Cal. I will say something to them like, you know, this is why I want you to come in for more than one session, because I know this isn't easy. If this was easy, you wouldn't need to be here. If this was just, you know, I could just snap my fingers and you would be all better, you know, we wouldn't have to be here for this. So go ahead and have a seat. And then I'll ask them to begin to describe to me kind of what's going on there. You know, in this case, a lot of times our clients just, you know, they want to tell you what's going on. You have anything that you want to add to that, Cal?
Well, yeah. It's funny. We don't always talk about our topics that we're doing in depth before the show, but we had quite an exchange about this one. And one of the things that we were going to talk about is how we're going to implement age regression into this. And also, we really want to let them know that, you know, when Erica, you said it's a gift, it really is. It's better, and I let them know, it's better that it happened now than a month down the road or 2 months down the road when maybe we're not working together any longer or you're somewhere else. Perfect.
Right, absolutely. So this is really what I want the client to understand at that point, that everything's going to be just fine and we're going to resolve it. Now, I also know in the back of my mind, one thing that I'm not telling the client is, okay, good, we've got something really recent to work with here to try and figure out what's really going on with the client, all right? And now, in this case, because this was an experience that I had with a client, you know, a while back, she was still very upset about the experience itself. And so this is where I think it can get really interesting for us as hypnotists to figure out, okay, so what do I do? The client is sitting there in the chair and she's upset because she did not do well that week, right? And we are trying to help her, you know, understand basically it's okay. I know exactly what to do. So the next thing that we could do is we can do some very powerful time tunneling or age regression, but we have to do it in the right way. So Cal, what do you want to say about that? How do you want to talk about that part?
All right. So now we're going to kind of go down the rabbit hole a little bit. So some people would make the mistake. Some age regression hypnotists would make the mistake of regressing them on how they're feeling now. So here's the idea. So our clients come in with a problem. It's because they have emotional pain inside. If they feel anxious or worried or fearful, and then what they do is they eat or they smoke or they drink. And a lot of this stuff is fear, anxiousness, worry-related type behaviors. Now, if a person comes in and we do an age regression, now first of all, you know, the underlying theory behind what Erica and I do is 5-PATH. 5-PATH is 5-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. Phase 1 is preparation, testing, convincing, making sure they're in somnambulism, and making sure that they're convinced that they're in hypnosis, all that kind of stuff. Then we go into age regression. And then this person that comes in that she's talking about who's not had a good week, now some hypnotists, they just get through the preparation, testing, and convincing work in the first session, and you haven't done age regression yet. The other situation is you might have done 1 or 2 sessions where you've gotten through, you believe you've gotten through with the age regression work, and you're getting ready to move on to phase 3. So phase 1, preparation, testing, convincing. Phase 2 is age regression and age progression work. Phase 3 is forgiveness of others. Phase 4 is forgiveness of self. And phase 5 is not always used. It's used when there's significant secondary gain that's preventing the individual from recovering or getting what they want. So when the client comes in and they're upset about what's going about, you know, gosh, I ate for 3 days or whatever. Now, upset means they're feeling an emotional pain, right? So that emotional pain may or may not be related to the cause of the problem as revealed in the age regression. So if you've already done age regression, now you know, if you've done it properly, then you know what the cause of the problem is. And it's typically some kind of fear, worry, that kind of thing, nervousness. And those are all really different words for fear. Okay. Now, if they're in there and they're angry or frustrated or depressed about the fact that they didn't do well last week, you don't want to regress on that, because frustration and depression are secondary and tertiary. They're not the primary feeling. The primary feeling is the emotion that was uncovered in the age regression. If you haven't done the age regression yet, and they're sitting there in front of you frustrated or depressed, that's okay. But frustration and depression are not causal emotions for the problem. Some other feeling like fear, anger, guilt. So, and this is all explained in great detail, fear, anger, guilt, sadness, in the Secret Language of Feelings book. Now, so when my client is upset about not doing well, we don't want to regress on the being upset about not doing well, because that could be anger, or it could be frustration, or it could be guilt, but it's not causal. We've got to take care of things at the causal level. Okay. So what we do, what I recommend you do, is not regress on how they're feeling now. You need to do a date time regression and regress them to the time or just minutes before they indulge in the overeating behavior or the smoking behavior or the drugging behavior or whatever it is that they're trying to do to manage these emotions. So you put them in hypnosis and you can regress them to that time. Or, as I show in class in the Michelle video, and was what I know that Erica did this because we were talking about it, you can have them start talking about that few days ago. And while they're talking about it, you can just say, you watch the emotion come up, and you say, you're starting to feel that way now. What way? The way they were feeling when they were entering into that distracting behavior, eating too much, smoking too much, drinking too much, whatever it is, too much behavior. And if that's the case, then you can time tunnel them right there at your desk without going through a, you know, hypnotizing, deepening, and then age regression process. So this is what I want you to get out of this, is that age regression is something that you can do for every issue. When there's an emotional problem, we don't necessarily want to regress them on how they feel about failing at getting better. We want to regress them on the cause of the feeling, of the behavior. If you regress them on how they feel now, you know, you could do that work and you could get some relief, but it's not going to be at the causal level, and because it's not the causal level, it won't be long-lasting or permanent. Anything you want to add or ask about that, Erica?
No, that's absolutely right. I think it's really important. I'm glad that you went into that detail about it, because I think this is a common thing that could trip people up. They would regress on the feeling of frustration or guilt instead of the cause that happened before that. So I'm glad that you clarified that.
Let me add one more thing. So let's say that your client came in and they are upset about not having a good week. Let's say you've done phase one, preparation, testing, convincing, so you have a hopeful somnambulistic client, and you've done phase two, which age regression to cause and doing the work that needs to be done there, doing some age progression to create a mental expectancy of success, and now they come in and they haven't had a good week. That's because five path is a process. That, and you need a process, because nothing can be fixed, and not everything can be fixed in one session. If your client comes in and you regress them to that time when they decided to distract, overeat, overdrink, oversmoke, whatever it is, or you have them just talk about it now so that they can start feeling the feeling they had at that time, and if that feeling that comes up is anger, well, good. Now they're saying, I'm ready for phase three, because phase three is all about resolving anger associated with the problem, you see, and that's forgiveness of others. And then if we can also, if they're angry at themselves, that's what phase four is about. Forgiveness of self. See how that all works together, Erica?
Yeah. And I think that it's a really powerful way for us to help our clients and know exactly what we're supposed to be doing and not guessing when they come in, right?
It's not, you know what? I want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then you feel good about it.
Good. You got some work.
One of the other things that I wanted to mention that I say to my clients often, when their perception is that they've made a mistake, we'll do this work exactly like you're talking about, Cal, here. We'll get to that root. And then often one thing that I find is useful is that they prove it to themselves that that old way of solving this problem, it just doesn't work anymore. And so it's also a powerful way to think about, okay, so let's say a client goes for 3 weeks and they're doing really well, they're eating healthy, all those things, and then they go out with their friends one night and they eat too much and they feel bad. So we would go through this technique and also, you know, prove it to yourself. They could prove it to themselves that, you know what, that old way, it really just does not work. It really doesn't. And so they prove to themselves that they don't want to do it that way anymore. And I think that that's one nice way for the client to think in their head, okay, you know what? I really don't like that old way anymore. It was so much nicer the 3 weeks prior to that when I was doing really, really well. And so I think that kind of puts the icing on the cake for them. They're kind of like, yep, not going to do it that way anymore. What do you think about that, Cal?
Very nice. One of the things is they got to understand that we're going to perform at different levels depending on things that are going on. And you know what? You're at a birthday party or an anniversary party or whatever, it's not going to kill you to have a piece of cake and then get back on track, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, for it, with food specifically, I want for my clients to think, how are you going to feel in 2 hours is one of the things that I ask them to think about. Because if their perception is they're going to feel guilty about eating it in a couple hours, then I don't want them to do it. If on the other hand, they can sit there and say, you know what, I'm going to have a couple bites of this birthday cake, or I'm going to have a cupcake at my grandson's birthday party, and I'm not going to feel bad about it, go for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Good. What's next?
We never want our clients to feel bad about what they've done, right? We never want to, I think this is just kind of in closing in general, whenever they're feeling bad, we don't want to join them in them feeling bad about this. We always want to be the ones that are saying, you know what? This is fixable. I know exactly what to do. Guess what? I do this every single day. I help people with this problem all the time, and we're going to get through this together as well. And then, so let's get started. So it's never something where we want them to feel guilty about making a mistake. We want them to know that we're going to resolve it. That's exactly why they're here, and that's why they're in your office. What do you think about that, Cal?
You know, you really want to normalize it and say, you know what, this happens sometimes. No big deal. I know exactly what to do. And then just proceed with confidence, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I think that that's a really important aspect of this whole thing is you, the hypnotist, be very confident in what you're doing. Because when you, even without the words, I mean, you can use language, but it's got to be your body language and it's got to be all of the other things that are going on, the nonverbal communication, that you are so confident that this stuff works, that they have absolutely nothing to worry about. And they will feel that from you and they will immediately relax. And then you'll have an awesome session with them.
Yeah, I know. I was just writing up an article a week or two ago. I called The 5 Pillars of Hypnosis Career Success. And one of the pillars is you got to be a true believer. And when you're a true believer, you're unshakable. You know that and how do you become a true believer? You know, you experience hypnosis for yourself. You experience the benefits of hypnosis for yourself. And once you've done that, then you know this stuff works. And then what happens is when little blips come up like this, you're confident. It's like, don't worry about it. This will work. I know it will work. Well, a true believer is unstoppable. And I've also just written up an expanded version of that for not just 5 Pathers, but for everybody, and sent it off to the National Guild of Hypnotists for the Journal of Hypnotism. So that should be coming out in a couple months.
Very nice. I love that. I had a student once ask me, Erica, how do you help people with these really hard problems day in and day out? And hearing like this really deep, difficult, challenging things that are going on, some of the hardest things in the world to help people with. And I said, you know how I do that? Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I can help them. So I'm not sitting there thinking about their pain and suffering that they're going through. I'm thinking about them on the other side after we work together. That's what I'm focusing on. That's how I can show up every day and help people with some of the hardest stuff in the whole world. And so that's what we do, right, Cal?
Amen, Erica.
Very good. All right. Well, that's it for me.
All right. Tell them your website and then sign off.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. I love this topic. I love helping people with the difficult stuff. And so I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. And I have some classes coming up, I think July and September. And I hope to see you there. And you can also find me on OurHypnoSpace.com, where I lead a marketing group. Bye for now.
Thank you, Erica. All right, everybody, this is Cal Bain. I want to tell you, we've got a course. You want to get 5-path, you want to get 7-path, you want to become one of the best in the world. I have got October 2nd through the 13th, with the weekend off in the middle, here in the Dallas, Plano area, and you can get your certification. Classes usually filled up with people who are new, just getting the certification, and also hypnotists who want to get this kind of training. Also, for you guys and gals out there that are already certified, we have a shorter version of that class called the Week of Power, and that's coming up June 18th through the 27th, also here in Plano, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas. I want to see you there. And also, we got the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention coming up in August. I'm doing some talks out there, including a three-day now hypnosis certification course for age regression. Age regression, that's the king. That's the best tool out there for just about anything. All right, that's it. Cal Bannion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Bannion and the Bannion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.